This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. San Antonio, Texas is among the cities that has an $8,000 garbage can. Smart trash compactors that signal when they're full using solar power. Pays for itself in 6 years through saved fuel since the trucks don't have to come by as often. This is just one example that government can use data to do more things than spy. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell has been thinking more deeply about this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David. And I feel a little bit like Steve Martin, talking about government and productivity. I can just, hear the listeners rolling their eyes.
Like airline food, jumbo shrimp. It sometimes has that ring.
It really does. But here's the thing. Government is sitting on a mountain of big data. And by the way, I don't mean the spying agencies, okay? I'm talking about the welfare agencies, the housing agencies. I mean, they have enormous amounts of data. So what if there was more sharing of information and data? What might be the implications for government productivity? It might not be an oxymoron anymore.
And it's not just a what if. Some cities right now are trying some of this.
Anybody that worked in the private sector and has worked with the introduction of technology has dealt with this issue about, okay, we had this technology, but you got a division over here and a division over there. And in order to take advantage of this technology, they have to work together. And it's really hard because some people are going to lose their jobs, but that's where the productivity promise comes. So I was kind of intrigued by what the city of Buffalo has been doing. They started this collaborative program. So they forced a bunch of city departments to work together. They also worked with nonprofit agencies, and they collected all this data. And then they look at a neighborhood, and they say, this is a neighborhood that has a lot of problems in terms of streetlight repair and pothole filling. And they concentrate those resources at one moment in time in order to deal with the residents. It just wasn't one thing here, wasn't one thing there.
Now, there's a built-in irony here, Chris, right? Because to get these kinds of efficiencies, you got to spend some money to perhaps ultimately save money, and a lot of budgets are under attack.
So there's a lot of ways people are trying to figure this out, but this is where cities need to be focusing more of their resources as they think about the competition among the states. I think this is the next competitive frontier when it comes to state and local governments in this globally competitive economy.
Marketplace's economics maven Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.